Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is John or Will around?
Oh, hold on a minute. Let me check.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, John, how's it going? It's Nick.
I've been looking by the mailbox where my check was. I ain't seen it yet.
It didn't get there. Yeah, we gotta
wait
for
that. I know it's coming. I just can't remember where it is.
You gotta wait for the FedEx guy. It comes in the afternoons.
That's it.
Yeah.
FedEx, man. Yeah. That'd be about like when Santa Claus gets here.
Well, you know what? You can call me Saint Nick because I did something special for you.
What'd you do?
I was able to take off. Here we go. Let me see. On top of the already discounted, I was able to take off another $7,200 in payback. I lowered the rate factor.
On an early payback?
No, from the original amount. So this is, I sent you some new documents. So the rate factor is now 1.42 instead of 1.44. Which is a $7,200 reduction in the interest.
1.42 is the rate factor. The rate.
Right. So it's
the factor rate is.
It's about
1.42.
Right. Previously, it was 1.44. Remember?
That's right.
So that's another $7,200 in reduction.
Okay.
You know, risk my job to get you that, and we got it, and so I sent you those documents, and unfortunately, we have to wait till you close next Friday, because we have to file a UCC filing.
You know what? Whenever we start all this stuff off, he said, y'all operate with no collateral, and then in the very end, it comes out, oh, yeah, you are, you take a collateral, because you're going to do a UCC, and so you really aren't doing an unsecured loan. You got what I'm saying? In my book, it's not unsecured.
It's just a public record of business financing.
Yeah, but I mean, that it prohibits somebody else from running there and putting something up there because you're ahead of them. You see, so it's a bank. If somebody got a UCC on there for a bunch of them on there, and they say, I'm going to go up there and put mine, well, they got to recognize that they're behind them to get their money. Isn't that right?
But we only recognize certain...
I know that, but I'm just saying it's still collateralized in my book because you got a UCC recorded against its owing money, so it takes up.
It's a business loan.
It takes up some space in the credit bureau, the credit line of credit, so it really is secured more or less.
Well, it's just like
also it's not really a company loan; it's secured by personal guarantees on top of just a company loan. So it's not just a a blanket loan sitting out there with no collateral or no recognition of somebody's net worth, because you could go to the guarantor and rack his ass too, if you know what I mean. So it is some security there. Y'all aren't doing it blank, just with your britches down. No, that ain't the way it is. But
no, we're not Uncle Louie in on the corner with a suitcase full of cash, you know.
But you are secured because you're getting a personal guarantee on top of it. Besides
Fair
the
enough.
Company guarantee, you're getting a personal guarantee. If you weren't, if you didn't recognize it, I just won't sign it personally. Then we'll see how far it goes in. Yeah, it won't fly.
Nope.
It won't fly.
John, if you go to Kubota or John Deere and finance some tractors for your farm, UCC is filed.
Yeah, but I don't have to sign it personally for this corporation because the tractor stands good for it.
Yeah, right. And when we do equipment financing, it's the same thing. We do corp only for your equipment financing. But you take a cash loan like this, and you can't do corp only. You have to do a personal guarantee.
What kind of rate factor y'all do on equipment?
Well, on equipment, it's a traditional equipment financing loan. So we're talking about 4-4.5%.
Simple interest?
It depends on if you have pretty decent credit, you and Harvey. So, you know,
John Deere gives it to you zero. they buy it down, you know.
Yeah, of course, because they make the money on the sale of the tractor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm not arguing with their business model. I'm just saying it's the same thing.
Well, same thing with the automobiles. If they didn't have in-house finance, they wouldn't sell half the automobiles.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They couldn't finance their own product. It wouldn't be enough. They couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
That's what making half them cars.
That's exactly it.
They got to have somebody tote that paper. Well, anyway, 1.42 saves us another 70. That's on a loan for what, how many months? 21 months?
That's 21 months. And also, I included, again, in writing, the discount if you pay it off early for $36,000.
Early payoff.
So, that's another $36,000.
How much?
$36,030.
If you pay it off in 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And this is loaning how much? $360,000?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a $360,000 loan, right?
Yes, sir. No origination fee.
For 21 months.
It don't get much better than that.
21 months, 36. If you pay it off in six, wait a minute, pay it off how quick?
In 6 months.
If I pay off, okay. In early payoff in 6 months, you take $36,000 off of that 1.42. How much would that be times 360?
Okay, so the new, it's on the very second page.
In other words, it's $51,128. Is that right?
So right now,
yeah.
Right, with the 1.42, the total repayment, including principal and interest, is $511,626 minus $36,030. So the total payback is now
$475,596. Yeah. I got you on that, but I'm just saying it goes down. So.
Yeah. We're trying to, you know, trying to do the best.
A 1.42 is 360,000, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? It's a $360,000 loan, right?
Mm-hmm. On the third page, it shows you the amount you're borrowing.
That's $51,120.
On $360,300.
Yeah.
Times 1.42, and that's how you get the total payment, the total payback.
How much is it?
$511,626. It's on the third page of your documents. I have it for you.
Okay, so what I'm just saying, 1.42 times 360,400 is 51,176.
No, you got to do $360,300.
Yeah.
Times 1.42.
I did. What's it come up to?
You're doing 0.142.
What's it come up to?
I'm telling you, it's if you do
$611,626.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's what I got. Okay. That's what I got. That's what it came up to. All right. Well, still, you got to wait till after the UCC, so we're in limbo right now.
I got you. I just wanted to show you what we're doing for you and want to get it done. If you want to sign those documents and send them back, we won't fund it without your permission, but we'll have all our ducks in a row, and we can wait till you close on your property next Friday and then immediately fund this afterwards.
Well, I got to. It have to be in the morning. I can't do it this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem. I know it's late over there.
We'll get up to you in the morning then, okay?
That sounds good, John. I'll talk to you then. Bye.